Well, tonight I want to share with you about culture and God's Word. You know, we live in a world that's full of all kinds of cultures. Mm-hmm. Cultures that are based on various traditions, things that have happened in the countries around the world. It's just a fascinating thing. People travel around the world to take advantage of these different cultures for curiosity's sake and of great interest. And it is interesting as we look at the cultures of the world and the lifestyles that come out of them. But one common thread that we see with all cultures is how, for the most part, not all, but for the most part, they are ungodly. They don't base their lifestyles on God's Word. You know, I know there are countries that people say, well, this is a Christian nation. Even our own United States, we'll say, oh, well, we're a Christian nation. But I beg to differ that our culture and their cultures might not really uphold to what God's Word really says. I think we fall short of the lifestyle of believing Christianity. You know, man's lifestyles come out of these cultures, and unfortunately, they lack a godly nature. And so I want to talk about this in God's Word, because our lives revolve around, you know, living, obviously, and living within the culture, the traditions, the things that we've been taught, our families have presented to us. So we make choices how we live our life and how important it is as born-again ones that we want to base our lifestyle on the truth of God's Word. What I'd like to do first is share from a recent BlessNet article that I wrote that I titled Lifestyles in the Alphabet. And this is the first part of it. I said, only the craziness of this world could come up with so many lifestyles for humans to embrace. I wonder if we might run out of letters in the alphabet to describe all of man's manifold lifestyles. Do you think God, the creator of life, has provided for man and woman, whom he so wonderfully made, a lifestyle that benefits them the most? No doubt he has. Man's concoctions of how to best live life falls far short of what God desires for his man and woman. You see, God's intent for man, first and foremost, was to be a spiritual being. You look at Genesis 1:26, and you'll see that God was created in the image of God. First and foremost, God wanted man to be a spiritual being with, later on, a body and soul. But with this spirit inside of man, he could have a relationship with God. John 4:24 says, God is spirit. In that same verse, man is given the opportunity to have dominion over God's creation. And so God would be the master of life. But it all revolved around because he was a spiritual being. Well, I think we all know what happened with Adam and Eve. They lost that spirit. And things got worse quite quickly afterwards. So what does a Christian culture look like? Well, here's my definition. Christian culture is a lifestyle where the various modes of communication representing culture, like the performing arts, visual arts, speech, music, etc., evokes or promotes a godly behavior, which encourages man to a worthy and godly endeavor. You see, man can learn from God's word and have a lifestyle on the word of God. Man's culture today does just the opposite from the word. You know, I would say roughly 95% of man's culture promotes ungodliness. It encourages man to be more devilish than loving. And of course, in man's culture, it's self over God and others. Well, thankfully, God did provide a Savior to pay the ultimate price to buy man back so that he could be born again, that he could have that new birth spirit where man could permanently have God's spirit within him. And along with that, 9 power manifestations, giving him the ability to function like a son of God with power and with the love of God. This is the source by which we can have a true culture on God's word. With the gift of Holy Spirit, God has made man once again very special because he has his spirit within. It says in Ephesians 1:6, and then I believe it's repeated in verse 12, where it says, to the praise of the glory of his grace. We are to the praise of the glory of his grace. You and I as born again ones, this is how God sees us. We are to the praise of his glory, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved. It says in Ephesians 2:10, one translation puts it, we are his masterpiece. So we are very, very special to God because we have his spirit in us. And this should cause us to live a lifestyle that represents our loving God and all that he makes available through his word on how to live the more abundant life. Think of the culture we could come up with, filled with the gifts of Holy Spirit, with 9 manifestations, having the love of God shed abroad in our hearts. Boy, we could just do some wonderful things. And there has been wonderful music and things that have been put out by God-loving men and women that are a blessing to people, no matter who they are. You see, the presence of God in man should be our normal environment. That should be the norm, having the Spirit of God in us. It is how life is meant to be. This is how God originally wants us to live our life. This is our true culture, what God made available for us to be and do. Ephesians 2:22 says, you are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. God lives within us. So our lifestyle should reflect God all the time. Wow. If we could just see this as big as what the Word says and incorporate this in the lifestyles that we live in this world. Well, what is a Christian man and a Christian woman to do? Well, I've got a few suggestions here, 4 of them. First, what can we do? Well, first of all, we are to love the Lord our God Almighty with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. That's first and foremost, to love our Heavenly Father. That's right living. Second, we are to love and fellowship with the one body of Christ, our born-again brothers and sisters. That's why I value fellowship so much. And it just hurts me to see wonderful believers not taking advantage of the fellowships that we have, whereby they can love on each other, learn and grow in the Word, pray for each other, take care of each other. It is a lifestyle. It's a wonderful lifestyle. The fellowship of believers, being together, ministering one to another. Thirdly, we are to do as Romans 12, verses 1 and 2 say. And I'll read these two verses to you. I urge you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice. Now, this is our lifestyle. This is culture, Christian culture, to present our bodies as living sacrifices, holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service of worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Well, fourthly, we are to function in the family business. Yes, we're in a family business. We've got something to do. We have responsibilities. If you're born again of God's Spirit, you're in the family business and you've got a job to do. You see, once we are born again of God's Spirit, we renew our minds to God's Word, and then we walk by the Spirit, giving our life in service for Him, doing His will. What is God's will? Well, 1 Timothy 2:4 says, for all men to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. This is what God so wants so badly, is that all men get born again, get saved, and come to a knowledge of the truth. This is our lifestyle. Our culture is to help people get born again, get saved, and then teach them God's Word so they can walk by the Spirit, so they know who they are in Christ, that they've got Christ in them, that they have nine manifestations of Holy Spirit, to have great power to serve, to minister. They have the love of God set abroad in their hearts to love on people, to help people, to win them to Christ. This is the true Christian lifestyle. The Christian culture evokes worthy emotions and motivates, encourages man to a more noble endeavor. It inspires man to live a life of true godliness. Let me close by sharing the rest of the BlessNet article that I shared a little bit earlier with you. God purposed a family relationship, desiring sons and daughters that he could love and fellowship with. 1 John 3:1, this is the International Standard Version. See what kind of love the Father has given us. We are called God's children, and that is what we are. For this reason, the world does not recognize us, because it did not recognize him either. That should settle it. If you want some alphabet letters to describe the true lifestyle God designed, how about these? S-O-G-W-A-P, or we say SOGWAP. What does that mean? A son of God with all power. That's who we are. We're sons of God with all power, and we want to live our life according to the wonderful Word of God and have God's Word at the basis of our culture and our living. Okay? Well, Father, thank you for the privilege you've given us to be your children, to have the great realities of the Spirit of God living within, that you do truly live within us. It is just unbelievable, but We believe it, Father, because you said it and it's in your word. So we appreciate the privilege to live it, Father, to live this Christian lifestyle and to be able to minister to others, to bring them to Christ, to bring them to this wonderful family of God, and to live the love of God. So I thank you for your people tonight and all the wonderful saints that are hearing this, that they could continue to grow and rise up to be their best and to live a loving Christian lifestyle. And I thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.